right here. Just pay attention to us. The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is Middle
Children.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's been forever.
It's been so long. It has been a long time.
It actually has been a while since we've seen each other. Lots happened. How are you? Yeah. How am I? I'm doing great. I'm doing really well. I was just talking to you about how the home in which I liveth shall be redoneth.
Yes.
Starting immediately. And Chris and I, you know, we've got interior, you know, sometimes you don't realize, like, I could have been a fashionista. I could have been a stylist. I could have been an interior designer. Like, ugh.
I think, okay, so this is also how I feel. I'm like, you know what? I could do all of these things.
Yeah.
I hung some curtains new apartment in my room.
Yes.
And I got fancy. Number one, there's a new Bed Bath & Beyond. Did you know?
I didn't know.
They completely remodeled the one in the city.
The one on 59th?
No. The one on 18th.
Okay. And 6th. Oh, that's right by you. Oh, wow.
They completely redid it. It's like bigger than.
Massive.
It's way bigger than the one in my hometown.
It's crazy. In New York, you guys, you like walk into a store, then you normally have to take an elevator down, and then like a dungeon and or hell, it's like, and welcome to the Mecca, the world of.
Well, this is a two floor.
It's only two floors?
But the Bed Bath & Beyond is like a city
block. The whole block.
So it's an upstairs that's enormous and a downstairs.
Does it have
enormous.
A cart elevator?
Yes.
That's living in the city. That's when I first got here and they
a
have
cart
those,
escalator.
That's what I meant. An escalator just for your cart. You're like, yes.
Yes. It's very nice.
I signed up
but,
for that.
But I ran into some difficulties with them because it's so much brick in my apartment.
Oh.
That the screws would only go in like halfway because I thought it was like the wall.
Yeah.
I was putting them on walls that I thought were hollow.
Okay.
But then I realized that they were not.
Oh.
But you know what?
Huh?
I figured it out and they're hanging.
Oh,
and
good.
I modified. I'm the queen of modification.
Wow.
I'm very quite resourceful. I couldn't find those things. So what did I do? I found some very thin nails. I nailed like 20 of them in the spot that the screw would be. And then I like banged them sideways so that it would stay in.
Oh my God. I need to like figure that out for myself. You know, there was like so much time where I was like, you don't need to learn how to hammer, Jesse, or drill because like you're going to date a guy who does that for you. And first of all, the guy I date will be absolutely useless. And I know that. That's like who I'm attracted to. And then also, I need to do this myself. You know, like I need to and or have my friends do it. But, you know,
I also feel and that's why I like knowing how to do everything.
Okay.
That would have to be done. Because
that's how you manage a project. You're a project manager.
Oh, I guess that's true.
You're a project manager.
I am.
Manager.
I'm a project manager.
Absolutely.
But like I like knowing like if this thing has to be done, I can do it.
Yeah.
And I always have these like I was shooting a video, for example.
Yeah.
When I was in that Airbnb in LA, which was fucking terrible. And I was like, I had to shoot a video where I pretended to spray gasoline on clothes and then burn them.
Oh, God.
Or like lighter fluid.
Okay.
But I didn't obviously have lighter fluid.
No, nor would you want to put that.
Or like a thing to empty, the obviously.
Right.
And I was like, and there was nothing in there. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to figure this out. And I got the dish soap, put the dish soap in a bowl.
Smart. Oh.
Wrapped the dish soap in paper and made a fake label that it was lighter fluid.
Oh, wow.
And then whatever. Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's
the point of the story.
That is true.
So I have a lot of confidence that you can do this.
I can do this and I shall.
And I think that I can help you.
Absolutely.
Because I'm good at some things around the house. I fixed my toilet. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, you did. Which is
which is still fixed.
Yeah, which shows that you did it, I'm assuming.
Which is crazy.
Which is crazy because now it's like, could you have been a plumber?
Well, it's things like that where I'm like, wow, could I be a plumber?
Could you be a plumber?
The only thing that makes me really nervous that I won't fuck with is electricity stuff.
Yeah, oh good, don't do that. Yeah,
but my brother is an electrician.
How handy is that? Because electricians can charge you an arm and a leg.
They really can.
And what can you say? you're like, okay, I could get a quote from another electrician, but it's not like I'm going to attempt it. I'll die.
Jesse and I have been coming up with our own HGTV show. I'm really excited at the prospect.
Yeah, it's going to be great for us.
You guys, don't you think?
Yeah, just like listen to this.
Don't you think that Jesse and I would make a great hosting team for an HGTV renovation show where we help single people, whether it's like a single recently divorced mom.
Yes.
And we just need to get those memories of her ex-husband out of the house.
Get him out.
And she, you know, she can't afford, she's a single mom. She can't afford to do a renovation.
Sure.
And she doesn't want to move to a new town. Her kids would have to go to a different school.
Exactly. So we come in and it's like, also I think the point of being like, how do we make someone's home like their home and not, and like part of their personality? Like, I think that we were talking about in our 20s, how you like, you just sort of float and you're like, well, I live with this person, so, you know, I'm probably not going to live here long. I don't need to put down roots. Or like, then you do live on your own, but then you're like, well, I'm going to find. So it's like, how do I just live in the freaking present? Make myself absolutely thrive, you know, because there's a part of you that's like, if you're living in an in-between home and then you date someone who like has a nicer apartment, part of you might start painting them in a better light because you're like, I'd like to live there.
Oh, totally. I think especially in New York, people just stay together.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Because of that. But I think you're totally right that a lot of people are like, well, why am I doing this?
Yes.
For what reason?
And the reason is for you.
And I'm like,
I know.
And I think that would make
a difference.
We would make a difference.
We would make a difference. I know that.
Oh, I'm into it.
I'm into it. We're doing it. If anyone has any sort of connections or people they know that work at HGTV, let us know if. Okay.
Anyone at the HGTV network?
Reach out. Listening? Could be.
I do think their headquarters is here.
Really?
I know that Food Networks is.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Love
and
that.
And I think it's the same. It's all Discovery.
Oh, it's all Discovery.
Owns all of it. And they also own the Magnolia Network, which is like Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Oh.
Whole fucking TV network that they have now.
God damn. It's really kind of crazy, you know?
Listen, this is what I'm saying. Chip and Joanna Gaines stayed in fucking Alamo, right? Isn't that where they live?
I don't know. I don't even know who they are.
You don't?
Who are you talking about?
They that do couple like Fixer that does, Upper.
Right.
They have their own network, TV network, like Oprah now.
That feels a lot, but people must love them.
They do. They have like everything. What the they?
You know, we love Middle America. We love if, you know, we've got a carpenter with an interior designer. We love a guy whose job's outside with a woman who's working on the inside. And the thing is, I like a little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? I like when no one has a specific place and we can be working as one. But I get it. Do I want to date a carpenter secretly? Yeah, I do. Do I want a guy who whittles wood? You know I do.
And hopefully they'll give us those to travel on the road with us.
I would love that. Oh my God. Can you imagine us with carpenters?
But can there be a gay carpenter, please?
Can I tell you something? Someone was telling me, or I was talking to someone on a dating app that didn't go anywhere, but he was like, I have a spot at a woodworking, like, like a it's like a we work for woodworking. You know what I mean? It's like a shop where like everyone has a little place to woodwork, to work with wood.
Yeah, I'm nervous that I know him.
Okay, well, why aren't you setting us up?
Well, I have a friend that's a woodworker.
I'm nervous that you know him, too. What do you mean? You know a woodworker who's single and straight and my type and you're not setting me up? How dare you?
Here's all of the things. It would be terrible for you.
Why? Okay, he's not at my caliber.
He's a close friend of mine.
Is it bad for you or bad for me?
No, it's
interesting.
I wouldn't want to do
that. I'd like specific.
Because I wouldn't be confident in him being mature.
I appreciate that. And that is a true friend.
And I think he might
kill me.
No, but like I could see him. I think he has sex with a lot of women and then doesn't text them.
Honestly, thank you for protecting me.
And that kind of thing.
Okay, a fuck boy?
Kind of a fuck boy. He's gotten a lot better.
No.
But I still wouldn't recommend him to somebody who was looking for a relationship.
I hear you.
And because he's been my friend for so long, it would be awkward.
Okay.
Because then if he did something shitty and I had to be, you know.
I hear you. Well, maybe he has a friend, you know.
Maybe. But he also is a really nice carpenter. We could bring him on the road.
Okay, we could bring him on the road to see how it goes.
And you guys could.
Yeah, and I could just be one of the many women.
He's also
and
cute
I won't even give him my number. I'll be like, you can't not text me, dude. You can't even text me. How about that? How about that? Yeah. Now look who's playing who.
Yeah. See, this is why, though.
Okay, I hear you. I see you.
You're both in blossoming places in your lives.
Oh my God, I love that. We'll bring each other down. We'll slowly
and
I'm tear
afraid,
each other.
Yeah.
Okay, respect. I hear you. I see you.
Also, Jesse, you have been blossoming like no other.
I can't stop blossoming, Chris.
You know, people are noticing. I've gotten texts being like, Jesse looks amazing.
First of all, yes. Second of all, I finally started dressing for myself, which is crazy to say out loud because it's like, but for a lot of my life, I just dressed like in how other people dress or like to not really stand out too much or like a little bit of me, but then a little bit of black or like because I wanted to hide things. And now I'm just dressing for me and it just is like the best thing I've ever done because I'm so happy doing it.
Here, here.
Here, here. And I can't help it.
I agree. I think that you are at your prime. I was talking to Taylor Strecker about it actually on the radio the other day.
Bless you. Thank you for spreading the word.
But it's true. I think you look so great.
Thank you.
And there's just a light about you.
I know.
It really, I know we've talked about it, I feel like, a lot this summer, but I'm like, it's a remarkable
transformation.
It was like an overnight decision.
Something clicked.
Which is what I always say, and nobody listens to me when people are like, how did you like stop caring about not wearing a t-shirt in the pool? And yeah. I'm like, literally, it was just one day.
Yeah.
I was like, enough is enough. I can't do this anymore.
Absolutely.
And that's why when I tell people, like I try to give advice to people who are like feeling how, you know,
yes.
we feel or felt.
Yes.
And I'm like, you gotta pretend, at least for me, I was like pretending that I was like really comfortable in my body. And then one day I was just like, okay, but actually I need to like, I can't fucking live like this anymore.
100%. It's also like when I didn't realize how much power I gave to other people. Like I felt about myself with like a reflection of how other people felt. So dating would be hard because like I would really look at their reaction to me as like how I should feel about myself.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, I'm myself, I'm thriving. If you want to get on the bandwagon, great. If you don't, like,
fuck
to
you.
Each, yeah, to each his own, like, do your own thing. But like, I don't need any of that. Like, I don't need validation, gratification from anyone except for myself.
That's, I mean, they say once you love yourself, you'll start, other people will start loving you.
Totally.
And I think that, yeah, you really are loving yourself these
right.
days.
And that's the thing. And we still haven't gone out yet, and I want to.
I know. I actually was walking by the gay bar next to your apartment.
It's fire.
And I'm like, we got to go to Icon someday.
We actually do have to go to Icon. I did just buy, like, a dress with, like, a tutu. So, like, I am ready.
I also have a drag show in a couple weeks.
Okay, I'm coming. When is it? Where?
The 13th.
The 13th of August. Okay, yeah. Great. Let me.
It's Friday the 13th.
Oh, is it a witch theme?
Well,
can I be a witch?
You can be a witch.
I'll be a witch.
It's in Brooklyn. It's where I always would have my drag shows before the pandemic.
Okay.
And we were worried that the bar that it's at, so it's a bar, but then in the back they have like a room with a stage and whatever. So it's just like they pretty much let us do what we want, and it's so fun. But my friend that Sausalita Turkey, who I was friends with for years, and then he moved to LA.
Okay.
During the pandemic, is back for a couple of weeks, so we're doing like hosting the show together.
I love it.
Listen, she's ordered outfits and you name it.
You I'm name really, it.
I'm really
pumped.
Pumped. I'm making get one of my songs.
Okay.
This is inside info.
Wow.
But I'm doing a mix. That's going to start with Moira.
Yes.
Doing the fruit wine commercial, like yeah. a lip sync to that. And then cut into Simply the Best, which is the song that David and Patrick sing for each other. Like a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then cut it up with Moira saying bebe a bunch of different times.
Yeah.
And then end with Stevie's version of Maybe This Time.
Oh, how iconic.
Yeah.
And are you dressing?
Well, so here's, I got things to make this outfit, but it already is taking me like 5 hours to do, and
wow.
it's not going to happen because it's oh. just going to take way too long and be too much material. So I got like a netting,
Ooh.
It's like a dress made out of net, literally. It's for like
yes.
a beach cover up.
Yes.
But I purposely got this one that came down to my knees, and then I got 1,000 purple zip ties.
Okay.
And then zip tied through all the netting so that the dress will look like a plastic, like, like you can't even tell that it would be zip tie. But it's been, I worked on it already for like a combined probably 5-6 hours. And I went through like 600 zip ties and it's like 2 inches off the bottom of the dress.
No.
And so I'm like, this is just going to be too
labor intense.
And also I'm afraid, I'm like, what if the netting dress itself is like fits to my body,
it's tight, yeah,
but I'm like, if it's too tight, I'm afraid I'm gonna look like a porcupine, they're all gonna like pork out and or stick out instead of lay flat.
I see what you're saying.
So I ordered backups.
Good.
And it's hot as shit, bitch.
The dress,
the backup.
Oh, what is the backup, bitch?
It's like a bodysuit.
Yes.
And the print is kind of like Versace type. And then it has matching, like, Versace, like, looking, like, printed things up to my knees. And then I got these white boots that have lace in them.
No, I'm leaving.
But then I'm getting, like, a huge, and this is all, if you guys come to the show, I'm ruining the reveals, but that's fine. I'm getting a big, like, poofy, like, tulle skirt.
Yes.
So then I'm going to wear that
for the
Moira number.
Okay.
And while I'm hosting and stuff. And then we, like, usually take, like, an intermission, which is just so everyone can go get drinks and shit.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'm doing another number.
Okay, you're not going to Lizzie McGuire me.
And then when I'm doing the other number, I'm going to rip off skirt.
You are going to Lizzie McGuire.
And have,
hey now. This is what dreams are made of. You're ripping that skirt off. You're revealing pants.
I mean, I'm revealing to the fact that it's a body. It's going to look just like I'm wearing a top with this tulle skirt. Rip off tulle skirt. It's a bodysuit and it has these matching leg things.
I see.
And then also I think I'm going to wig reveal.
Oh my God.
I'm excited. I love a good, because here's
I'm
the
obsessed.
Thing about like doing these drag shows. They're just fun. I'm not trying to like,
no,
impress anyone besides myself.
Absolutely. That's our life. That's what our life used to be. I'm not trying to impress anyone except myself.
And
do you
I'm
understand?
Like, everyone gets fucking wasted and just has the best time.
I'll get shit faced.
And it's like a party and we dance after.
I'll dance my ass off.
It's a blast and a half.
I am so obsessed with that. I was just in Austin and I found this costume store. And when I tell you, I spent so much money on things that I was like, literally people in the store kept being like, and what are you shopping for? And I was like, just my life. Thank you. Like, I literally was like, there is no event. I'm just picking out pieces for my wardrobe.
How was Austin?
It was great. Yeah, it was great. It's like, it's very fun.
I saw you line dancing.
Bitch, I'm a dancer. So there was, first of all, I love, if there's, you know, an old man, I'm already into it. So we went to this club where it was like dancing and I was like, okay. And this guy came up to our group and was like, would one of you like to dance, like to do the two-step? And normally it's like I would sit back and wait, you know? And he put his hand out and I just put my hand in his hand and I went on the floor. And also after I went, a bunch of other girls did it with him after, but I was like, let's go. When I tell you, first of all, I think at one point I said to him, you're in such good shape, I can't even relate to you, because like we did two or so dances and I was like, I'm gonna pass out. And he was twirling me like a
piece. I saw.
Yeah, like
it was impressive.
It was impressive. I was like, where? Because I was trying to, like, there's a part of you that when I used to dance, I had trouble not being the lead. It's like the control thing. So I kept being like, Jesse, like, just go with it, just follow, just like let your body kind of go. You can't make a mistake. Like, I think sometimes I was afraid to dance because I was like, people are going to look at me and be like, I'm a bad dancer. And I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm just in this moment with this man trying to follow and learn this two-step. And I had such a fun time.
And he probably had the best time.
He did have the best time. He had the best time. We were hooting and I was laughing a ton. Like, I just was laughing up a storm. And like, you know, he was so sweet and encouraging. He'd be like, are you ready? And then we're going to try a dip. And I'd be like, I'll see you on the other side. You know what I mean? And it was so fun.
Oh, I love that.
It was so fun. I could go dancing more, you know? I never dance. I never let myself even.
Listen, I love a dance.
I love a dance.
I love a dance moment.
I love a dance moment. Like a salsa. Like I really like, because I used to always like look at some like people. One of my best friends growing up was a ballerina. So you can imagine, like I was always like, well, I'm not even going to attempt. But now I'm like, there, you can still learn, and there, it's a way to kind of use your body in a controlled, like, interesting way that isn't like, it's like very, I think like I do rollerblading, I do rock climbing, they're like aggressive, and I'm like, I want to do something kind of soft with it.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking.
Totally.
And then it's fun.
That's so great.
I know.
How's rock climbing? And
rock climbing's going well. I still have to get in a class because I'm not like amazing at it. I'm like trying to just learn on my own. But I think if I take a class, I could really learn some skills that could help me.
I kind of want to go roller skating.
Yeah, you must. Please come. We can go to a rink. There's like a track right by me.
A track?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like this place where, well, there are basketball courts where a lot of people rollerblade. And then there's also these tennis courts that have a track around them. So like a lot of people.
I kind of want to go to like a rink.
And there's also rinks all over. I went to one in Brooklyn, but there's like a bunch.
Yeah, I want to. I feel like I also was so scared of anything physical.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to get hurt. It's going to whatever. And I think all these boxing classes, which yesterday was my 16th class.
Oh, my God.
And I just feel more
in touch with your body
and like more confident.
You trust your body, right? It's like that thing where.
And I'm like, if it goes out, it goes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of, I mean, there's definitely moments.
I've fallen.
In boxing where I'm like, okay, I'm going to physically die.
Yes.
But there's also a lot of things that I've done. And I'm like, I can't believe I did that.
Yeah, you don't give your body credit. You know?
Like, I couldn't. We had to do yesterday a full minute of like doing a plank.
Oh,
where you're like on your hands and then drop onto your elbows. So it's like,
drop onto them?
I'm going to show you.
Okay, Chris is going to show me, you guys. I'll sort of just tell you what's happening. Okay, he's getting on the ground. A sock's going to be hard. Okay. 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 Got it. Oh my God. Okay. So it's like you go elbow, elbow, like hand, hand.
Yeah.
There's a video where I do that for 20 seconds and I can't do it. You did it for a minute.
Yeah. And then it like, I did everything I had to do and I'm just like, I guess I'm getting more.
You're stronger.
Endurance.
Stronger.
My concerns, I'm going to
what?
Albany tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Until next weekend.
Didn't know that. Just saying, hey.
I have a bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
On.
You're the resident bachelorette party.
I know.
Planner / goer. You can hire Chris, you guys, to come to any bachelorette party.
Literally, I'll be there. So that's on Friday.
Friday.
And then Saturday, I have my friend's child's second birthday.
And then a child's second birthday.
And it's like a big thing because the first was during COVID.
Right.
So she wants to have like a big thing. And I'm going up because my parents have my nephew now during the day. So I like.
You get to see him.
Like to
hang out.
See him.
Make a little memory or two.
I like to see him. So. Peek-a-boo. But my concern.
Oh.
I don't want to take a week off.
Oh.
But my friend Amanda, listener of the show. Hey, girl.
Hey, Amanda.
Said there's a boxing class. She'll also be at the
Amanda?
Bachelorette party on Friday. Hey. She told me there's a class or there's a place like Rumble in my hometown that's new.
Wow.
So I'm going to try to see if I can just take like.
It's going
to
be a breeze for you there.
A few classes there.
That's aggressive to say, but I'm just positive that. And. YC instructors are harder than.
I mean, I didn't want to say that, but I do kind of feel like maybe that. But she also was here visiting because she's my roommate's cousin.
Hey, Amanda.
She was here visiting and she took a Rumble class with us and she did better than both of us on the first time.
Wow.
So it might be harder than I think, but we'll see.
We'll see.
Who knows?
We'll have to see. You never know. By the way, before when I said Amanda, I was saying it as an imitation from It Takes Two when they're like, that's Amanda? When like she goes into the house because the twins have switched and now Amanda's on the football field.
I always forget that's her name.
Anyhow, yeah, Amanda Butkus. So,
what's the other one's name?
Amanda and Alyssa? Alyssa. Alyssa Calloway. It's Alyssa Calloway.
And Amanda Butkus.
Yeah.
Oh. It kind of sounds like a man to butt kiss.
How dare they do that? Some writer was like,
yeah,
isn't that funny?
And then he was like, I can't believe they left it in.
Yeah. And they're like, no one ever got it, Pete. Also, this is a kid's movie. You remember that. He's like, okay, well.
Amanda, butt kiss.
Oh my God. Remember the Amanda show? Need we forget?
How could we ever?
I just read this terrible article about that guy, you know, Josh and Drake, and the Josh guy, or the Drake Bell, guy. How he like is a bad guy.
Yeah.
And gross. And that's sad.
I mean, not surprising.
No one's surprised in this room, but to say I'm not sad would be a lie.
Should we do some improv?
I think we literally have to.
I'm going to pull up a suggestion thing.
He's pulling up a suggestion.
Guys, calm down, okay? I'm pulling up a suggestion.
Everybody relax, okay,
everybody,
Amanda?
Please chill, for fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ.
Amanda, calm down, babe.
Amanda's sick, girl. Take a chill pill, okay? This isn't tackle football. This is flag football. Okay?
Okay, we are...
Remember when Amanda runs, she also goes, huh, her whole run, she's like, huh. I used to think that was really funny as a kid. Sorry. Yeah, I do. Sorry.
Well, I can't talk about Amanda Bynes. It gets me too depressed.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want a location, relationship, or a word?
I guess a word.
Tipping.
So sorry. I think you might have forgotten the tip.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
I just looked at the bill and yeah. I noticed that I paid. You did. And then you wrote for tip cash and I'm not seeing any cash.
Oh my God.
So I think I missed. Sorry. Where did you? Yeah. No, no problem.
No,
where
I left
is
it on the, it was on the,
sorry,
it was by the, so you saw the empty glasses.
I did.
And then you next to that was the plates.
Okay.
And then if you look left, sideways, and up,
yeah,
and down, I left a 10 spot.
A 10 spot?
A $10. A $10.
Do you mind coming?
I don't have any money.
Okay. So that's...
I don't have any money. Okay. I'm going through a lot right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just really needed a filet of sole and a BLT and a large fry. And then the gravy was extra.
The gravy was extra.
And so it really drained my funds.
Well, I'm obviously a server at Applebee's. Uh-huh. So my spot isn't great either. And I live off of tips.
Well, I understand. So. I'm a hairdresser.
Okay.
So I also live off
Say
of tips.
Say no more. Yeah.
I haven't worked in years.
Oh. You're okay.
I thought I was going to marry Rich.
Well,
and I did.
Oh,
but then it turns out he wasn't rich.
Okay.
And so then it's just I'm going through a lot and
Say
I don't
no
know
more.
Why you're pressuring me so much.
I'm not pressuring.
In Europe, they don't tip.
We're not in Europe.
But I grew up going there.
You don't need to keep lying to me. It's okay.
I've been there though.
Okay, sure.
I once was there.
Okay. I think you watched a movie, maybe.
It was a documentary.
It was a documentary. Listen, we've all gone through hard times. You know, I think those are the days you stay in.
What days do you stay in?
I work every day right now because I'm in a tough.
Doesn't seem very lucrative.
It's not going great because sometimes people aren't tipping me and that's unfortunate.
I get it. My sister was a server.
Yeah. Well, that's really interesting then that you chose what you chose for today.
We didn't get along.
You and your sister? Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that because right now family is important.
Yeah. No, totally.
Okay.
I'm just going to get a few things to go. I get that from the girl in the front? Or
get that from somebody else.
Okay. Maybe I can speak to a manager because I don't know that I love your tone.
I am the manager.
I don't believe that.
I'm the manager.
Well, then who's above you? So who do I email?
There's no one to email.
There's no one above you that works for Applebee's?
I own this chain.
I don't believe you.
Okay, well.
Then why are you so concerned about tips if you own this Applebee's?
Because it's a lot. Do you know how hard this economy was during the pandemic?
Did you know that it's against state law for you to get tipped?
Why?
Because you own the restaurant and there's other servers working. Is this a pooled situation?
Well, some of my servers had to drop out today, so
I had to drop out?
Yeah.
You call it dropping out, not quitting their job because of poor management?
They're sick.
With what?
COVID.
So there's multiple people here who have tested positive for COVID?
There's multiple, yeah.
And you are yelling at me about not tipping?
Yes.
Well, now I could be fucking... I'm not vaccinated.
Well, that, my friend, is a choice.
I'm just walking around maskless.
Okay.
Living my best life. And now I'm being told that I could potentially contract coronavirus.
Where have you been the last
year? Where haven't I been?
Okay, great. So you're,
I told you, I went to Europe, which is that town down in Texas. I went there.
Okay. Listen, I think it would be best if you left the premises.
Well, if I must tell you,
please don't.
I have a job interview in about 2 minutes, and that's why I was here early.
Where?
Here at Applebee's. I'm meeting with someone named Serenity.
Okay, well, that's me.
Oh, my God.
And I'll say the interview is over.
No, you still have to interview me by law.
Okay.
I suggest we start. Let's pretend like I think you should be more professional.
I think that I'm not going to pretend I don't know you.
Should we go sit in? Should we sit down?
I think we can sit right where we are. And Okay. Why is it that you want to work at Applebee's?
I have such a passion for restaurants.
Mm.
And I really love what Applebee's stands for.
Which is?
Freedom. freedom.
Yeah.
Happiness.
Yeah.
And joy.
Absolutely. Now, how would you handle this situation? You're working and you're not tipped. Walk me through.
I feel like I would put myself under the microscope.
Interesting.
And think, what did I do wrong to not get tipped?
Interesting.
Did I have a tone when I came over at first?
Okay.
Did I bring the meal out too close to the appetizer?
Uh-huh.
Did I bring the dessert over and charge for it?
Well, and I'll say when you work here, you always need to charge for...
For desserts? Aren't those usually complimentary?
No. Anything off the menu has a price next to it. And so you just...
Well...
Right?
That's
how
know.
It works. Win a price. So
that is... Okay.
You get it? Well, this was great. Thank you so much for coming in.
You didn't ask
just
me.
Just a 2-question. That's all I do normally for interviews. I kind of know how I feel.
Okay. Great. When?
What?
Do I start?
We'll be in touch.
Can scene.
Yeah.
What a great job interview.
Honestly. Did you ever work in the service? I'm kidding.
I was about to be like, are you kidding?
And you were a manager.
Yeah, I was.
I can't imagine, like, sometimes the stressful things that must have happened that you had to just be like, because remember the story you told where you spilled all the drinks? Like, I can't imagine, because people come in angry sometimes for food.
There.
Which makes you wonder, why are you out in public? But.
No, yeah. I mean, there was definitely a lot of.
And yours was higher end, which I think is worse.
No. I mean.
No?
There was a lot of. I don't know. I was really good at it. But that's because I'm also really good at, like.
Diffusing
and
refusing. Just kidding.
Yeah, kind of.
Right.
Or I don't know. I'm very, I don't know. I am good at it though.
I know. Because you kind of have to like detach.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You got to.
I can detach really easily.
Fully detached.
I'm pretty much floating above myself at all times.
That, no. Come back in your body.
I mean, not actually.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean.
At work, yeah. I get that. You can just be in a trance even.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah. My apartment is freezing. Are you cold?
I'm fine, but okay. You can do what you have to.
Do what you have to do.
Okay, the word?
Yeah.
Is refraction.
What?
Refraction.
Refraction. Sorry, Chris, I'm going to need you to refraction that.
Oh my God, totally.
That's okay.
I would love to refraction this.
Yeah. We'll take it from the top.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great.
And refraction.
Okay. Yeah, totally. It is the West and Juliet is the sun.
Okay.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Refuse thy father and deny thy name, or thou shalt never be a Capulet.
I'm going to pause you real quick. Mm-hmm. What do you think refraction means?
Oh, I thought it meant to refract.
Mm.
Refract it.
What is that?
To refract it from the top.
What's refract?
Oh, I was just I was gonna fract it, but like do it a different way.
Oh.
What did refraction mean to you?
What I meant is that like the equation on the board, you just take that fraction and redo it because it's not coming out to be the number that I think it should be.
See. Now, yes.
Do you see what I mean?
I do see what you mean. I also feel like you're trying to keep
art
out of schools.
I get it. I also know that I'm your math teacher. I'm also, you know, I work the theater program after school.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm getting confused.
I do want to say to you, just really quickly, you know, since right now this is before class, that you don't need to consider my class an audition. I feel like right now you are. And I just want you to be in math right now. You know what I mean? We're just doing
It is interesting that we're in math. Because I'm just so familiar with refraction as a theater term and a physics term.
Is it?
In physics.
Well, this is physics.
Well,
math,
according
math
to
is physics.
My physics teacher, it means, and this I'm just spitballing, but okay. I'm pretty sure it's the fact or phenomenon of light, radio waves, etc., being deflected in passing obliquely through
obliquely?
The interface between one medium and another or through a medium of varying density. For example, a change in direction of propagation of any wave as a result of it traveling at different speeds at different points along the wavefront.
That's math.
Unless, of course, you meant measurement of the focusing characteristics of an eye.
Math. And I am going to say, you know how earlier I said don't treat this as an audition?
Yes.
Maybe consider it one.
For what?
For the play after school.
Are you kidding me?
I'm saying never correct me again.
Okay. X equals 6Y. If 6 equals 2X.
Okay.
What is X?
Exactly.
I'm asking you.
3.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
I'm very good at math. That's why I'm a teacher.
I think that's actually right.
It is right.
Okay, cool. So what musical is it going to be?
Okay. So right now, the top of my head, I'm thinking Annie.
You haven't decided? The auditions are this afternoon.
Well, yeah. Right now, the first round of auditions is, as I said in the poster, just bring a monologue you're comfortable with. And then if you make it to callbacks, I'll have you read from the show a part that I think would be suitable for you. Now, right now, I'm tossing up the idea Annie. I'm throwing in there West Side Story.
I don't think we should do that.
You don't like West Side Story?
I mean, I just don't think that we can do a non-offensive version.
Place
is that in West Side Story?
Us. Hello, yes.
Somewhere a place for us.
Yeah, you know West Side Story.
Time to listen and time to share.
Okay, so...
Someday! I don't think that's in West Side Story.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Yes! You're looking it up, but of course it is.
I didn't know what it was in.
That's like the end when Maria's singing. Like, it's so sad.
It's crazy also, that Barbara Streisand wrote it.
Oh, so what?
That's...
What? What?
Oh.
What?
I guess she just covers it?
Yeah, I don't think she wrote it.
I guess in West Side Story, they call it There's a Place for Us. And then when
Barbara
did it, she called it Somewhere.
Okay, well, when Barbara does it.
Somewhere.
Exactly. So that's an idea.
Did I get it?
Get what?
The role.
You haven't even gotten the equation yet.
Oh my God, it's 3.
3. I know, but I told
you. I'm just not a math person, okay?
Theater is math.
No, that's theater couldn't be further from the truth.
Is math.
I don't think that's
stage picture is fractions and equations. Equals art. How about that?
Equals art?
That's theater for you.
Farts. Wow, I got the role from just saying farts.
No, you just gotta laugh.
Cut to the show.
Okay.
But if 8 times 8 equals 64, then what is X?
Love.
And that's the end of
and
the
that's
show.
That's a gorgeous show. Please know I went on a date with a guy who's writing a play about math. Please know that. Please
okay, well,
know
now we're
that.
Gonna have to delve into that a
Isn't
little
that
bit
Isn't that fascinating?
More. What?
I went on a date with this guy who was like, I'm a writer, which we can all judge my choices later. But he's writing a play. And then he was like, it's about a mathematician. And I was like, go on. And it's like about a mathematician. And like, then I was just thinking about equations and such.
The only thing that would make me want to see a play less.
Yeah.
As if it was about a mathematician.
That's fascinating, because the only way I'd want to see a like something about math is in a play where it's like clearly not necessary that I know math, because like no math will be done in the play, but like math in general is like this concept. And so like
maybe if it could be like a musical.
It could be a musical.
So was he passionately talking about this?
He was, I guess, there was some passion in his voice.
I never talk about work stuff.
I don't
either.
I
almost just said on dates, but I haven't been on a date in like years.
Let's get you on a date. Let's practice a date right now.
No.
What do you do?
It's complicated.
Go on.
I like work for a media company making videos, and then also I like do a lot of podcasting, and
that's so
I'm on a radio show, and then
oh my god,
I like do some others.
What?
I work at a restaurant. What? No, I'm a comedian.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
And then somebody recognizes me at the table next
wow.
to us.
Wow. So, oh, so what are your like radio things about? Can I listen?
Okay, this is real talk. Whenever I do talk to anyone on dating apps, and they're like, yeah. "Oh, what are your like podcasts called?"
Yeah,
do you tell people?
No,
you don't.
Do I tell the guys that I want to maybe go on a date with? One of my podcasts is called "No Such Thing as Love." I don't. I leave that part out, and then even the other ones, I mean, I don't. Normally, sometimes I'll say, like, I'll figure out what birth order they are, and then I'll be like, I'm a middle child, and my personality will explain that. And then sometimes it's like, I'll tease it, and then I will not normally go farther. But
fair.
That's because I don't want them listening to me and making assumptions. Although any
that's
of my gentlemen callers
too.
Who are listening to this right now, just listen to the fact that I'm relatable. I'm fun. I'm interesting. I'm passionate. And don't tell me you listened, okay? Thank you.
Well, I feel the same way.
That was a test. I mean, you don't necessarily like that. I'm just answering the way that normally that's how the conversation goes, which is like, can I listen? Which is them just trying to say I'm trying to show more interest in you.
Oh, I know.
And then you
and
can go,
like,
yeah,
well,
maybe down the line. That's what I always say. Yeah, maybe
I'm
down the
like,
line.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, maybe down the line.
But it's also when they're like, what's your Insta? And I'm like, well,
who says that?
People say that all the time.
Oh,
I've said that to people.
Oh, okay.
Not in a long time, but like.
Okay.
You know, people be like, well, what's your... Or a lot of, like, dating apps, it'll be in the thing. But, like...
I don't connect my Insta.
I don't either. But I feel like...
Okay.
Sometimes that's a conversation that needs to be...
Had.
Yeah.
Listen, someone reached out to me to set you up with someone.
Who and what is it?
What? What?
Who is it?
It's a cute guy.
Is it a listener?
No.
It's not.
It's not a listener.
It's a... Who is it?
A listener reached out. About.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay. But the guy isn't a listener.
Who is the guy?
He's really cute.
Where does he live?
Here, New York.
How old is he?
Or wait, he might be in LA, but he might be moving to New York, something like that.
How old is he?
I think like in his 30s.
Why weren't you telling me about this until just now?
Because I don't know how to like, I don't want to make it a pressure thing. So it's like, how do I present it? And I guess the answer is live on the air. I just kind of thought about it as we were talking about it, because it's like,
is he cute?
He's
what
cute
way?
I thought he was cute in which to me means he's like got a like beard and like he's cute and doesn't I don't know if you're like he
here's what I'll this is the thing about being set up when you're a gay person.
Okay.
A lot of people just assume that anyone they know that's gay, they're like, oh my god, you have to be set up with my friend Steve, he is addicted to hamsters.
No.
And
yeah. The reason I thought
he looks exactly like you, and I'm like,
no, I get that. I think the reason I thought that is because he's cute, and I don't know necessarily your taste, but normally we have like a similar taste in guys. So if I thought he was cute, I thought you would think he's cute.
I probably will think he's cute.
That's what I'm saying. He's got dark hair. and he's got a little dark little
beard. Do you have an image?
I could get you an image.
Let me see an image.
See, but this is the thing about you.
You don't want to do it on air. What?
No, I was going to say that sometimes, and I have other friends, because then as soon as you start to see one, you're going to look for criticism. And I mean that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, I think sometimes you look.
Like, I'm going to look for what's wrong.
Yeah. So I'll show you one image.
Let me.
But not like his Insta. Do you know what I mean?
Is there a lot wrong with his Insta?
No, I'm just saying. I know you're going to.
What's his first name?
Why?
I
don't remember it. I literally don't know.
Show me it one image.
Okay. I have to like remember it.
When were you talking to this person?
I don't remember.
This listener. You don't remember?
The other day? I mean, they were
like recently?
It was Instagram. What recently? Yeah. I'm constantly looking for you. That's the type of friend I am. And to the listener who's listening, who knows I'm talking about you and is in this moment, we're trying. We're trying over here.
I appreciate you, listener. Do I know who the listener is?
I don't know. How would I know?
I think you would know if I knew.
I think you'd know if I knew you knew. Do you know?
What does he do for a living?
Okay. These are too many questions.
You would know nothing about him.
Of course I do.
Then why won't you answer the questions?
Because I think you're going to see faults in the things.
What are the answers that I would see faults in?
He's successful.
Can you just tell me?
I don't even fully remember.
You don't know the answers.
I'm trying to find him like right now.
You don't even know who he is, Jesse.
Of course I don't. Someone told me.
Look through the messages.
I have to remember who it was.
How many people are you talking to on Instagram every day?
How many? A ton. Don't you talk to people that message you? I'm confused.
I talk to people. No, honestly, not really.
Okay. Well, and that's probably why they reach out to me.
A social recluse.
Wow. Okay, let's see.
See, you love talking to people.
Yeah, I'm a fun person.
But I don't.
Okay.
I get anxious about it.
Mm.
Or I'm like, oh, I have to say something
witty.
Witty and funny.
Yeah, and I don't feel that pressure. Let's see if I can find. And I can't guarantee is the problem.
You guys, I think Jessie's making all of this up as she goes along.
No.
This is the biggest improvised scene we've done so far. Is Jessie pretending like a listener reached out.
They did.
With a cute bearded man who's moving to New York from LA and is an incredibly successful vocalist.
It's like, it's embarrassing because, of course, I'm not going to be able to find it in the moment. But at the same time, love is love.
Love is love.
And this was a cute person. I just have to find him.
I'm going to kill you.
Why?
Why would you not send this to me immediately? That's
because
my confusion.
Because I think that if I did that, you would be like, what? No. This is how this conversation would go if we weren't recording with microphones. I'd be like, hey, somebody reached out about a guy for you. No. And I'd be like, do you want to see it? No. Or then it's like, look at that. No, he like it would have just been shut down.
That's not true.
Chris, why don't you describe your perfect guy right now? And everybody listening.
No, I just want to see who this one is.
I'm trying to find him. But while I'm doing it,
because I don't know what my perfect guy would be.
OK, well, do you know what you're like looking for, even just like physically what you're into?
I like nice guys.
OK.
Who you would assume. I wouldn't. People, I think that I would like people that are like me.
You like a masculine, right?
Yeah. Like a nice man, like a sweet.
Sweet.
Man.
Man.
Who could fix my computer.
Oh, a tech. I'm hearing techie.
Who could fix my computer if yes. I needed him to. And also likes the outdoors and maybe like likes watching Housewives but doesn't advertise it.
See, that's why I thought you'd like him.
Why?
Because I always think that you like guys who kind of like don't read as like you like when they read as straight.
I mean,
you do.
It's hard to hear, but yeah.
Not in a bad way. Like,
no, not in a bad way. But as a flamboyantly gay person, it makes me feel guilty. That
why? Why?
I don't know. It's like a thing in gay worlds.
Oh, what? Well, but why wouldn't you want to be with someone different? Or you could be with someone the same. I mean, who's to say? Obviously, whatever you're attracted to, you're attracted to.
I think, and like, I someone who doesn't want to live in a city environment always.
Okay. Well,
do you know
now,
what I mean?
Yeah, we're kind of down the line, but I hear you.
We are down the line. This is exactly what you told me to stop doing.
Right.
And I agree.
Okay, good.
That I need to stop. Being like, okay, but in 10 years,
right.
Would you want to own a home upstate or on the West Coast.
Exactly. Like, let's cross that bridge when we get there type vibe.
Yeah.
And we love that. So I think that this guy who...
who seemingly doesn't exist because you've been looking through your phone for the better half of 45 minutes.
Well, riddle me this. How many times do I forget somebody's name?
You could have gone through every message in your Instagram inbox by now.
Oh, that's not what I'm doing. Maybe I'm doing it the wrong way. Should I do it that way?
That's what I said. Go through the message.
I have so many messages.
Of the person.
I don't remember.
Oh my God.
I know, I'm embarrassed. We're all a little embarrassed that, yes, sometimes you guys, I forget who says what. Because that's who I am. Is it this person? Is it this person? Is it that person? Do you know how many Jens I talk to on Instagram?
Her name's Jen.
No, I don't know.
Do you know how many Jens I talk to on Instagram?
I'm just saying. I think that's too far. And I also forget, do you organize your general and your primary? Because I don't. I never do it correctly.
To be honest, I usually put in general people that I'm excited about talking to.
Oh.
Because then I don't get notified when they message me. Do you know what I mean?
Is that how it works?
For me, at least, I don't get messages from general.
See, that's my other problem. Oh, wait, that could have been it. No.
This man better be my husband.
Well, no pressure.
Well, it's just going.
Okay, yeah, this could be seen as like not amazing, but I'm doing the best I freaking can. The best.
He doesn't exist, I think.
Yes,
is what's
he
happening
does.
Here.
Oh my God. Of course he does. Let's see who. Listen, I never expected it to work out. And what's nice about me is I am consistent because it didn't. Because now I'm embarrassed that I've been looking.
So there's no
time.
One.
There is someone. It just,
all right. I think we should just probably move on.
Gosh, you've really hurt me.
Well, I think we can only have our listeners listen to you look for something on your phone.
Okay,
for
whoever
so
the person is and you know who you are, send it.
It is wild to me that you lost that message.
Because I followed him.
I would never do that to you.
I followed him.
Did he follow you?
I don't know.
Go to your followed people.
Followed? Does it tell you in
go
order
to the people
who
you followed?
Follow? Okay, God. You know what? A lot of times, you guys, it's because I don't know what I'm doing. I just want that to be said. It's not like I, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so I'm going to go to my following or my followers.
You said you followed him?
I did. So follow
so go to who you follow.
Okay, so but now does it go in order?
Sometimes it does.
Okay, well, it's not right now. It's showing like my top people, which is the problem. How do I show who I follow?
Do you remember his first name?
Okay, now I get it. You guys, I think this was a smart way to do it. I think I just found him. No, I don't think that's him.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
I feel like my grandmother came back from the dead. And I just introduced her to Instagram.
Yeah.
And this is her looking for someone that she wants to set me up
well,
with.
Well, bless her for trying. You know what I'm saying? Ugh, this is so annoying.
My grandmother
I think
could
he had
find
like a weird
quicker,
name on
and
it.
She's been dead for like 10 years.
Ugh. Ugh. I wish it could go in order. I really do.
Well, I'm a big believer in omens. And it does seem like this is an omen. This is not the man for me.
Why does it seem like that?
Because we've spent the better half of Saturday looking for him. We could find him walking around Los Angeles quicker than this.
Listen, I've been looking for my guy my entire life. Does it stop
Same
me?
Same bitch.
Well, that's why I'm trying.
If I set
he
you...
He might be verified. That's right.
Is he famous?
What? I think he's famous in some circles.
What the fuck does that mean?
I will say that I understand that this seems like I didn't think this through. And that's only because I 100% didn't. Does that make sense?
He's famous in some circles.
In some circles.
Is this like a gay porn star?
Yes. No. I mean, what?
Did he invent something?
Can you imagine if he were an inventor?
Are you showing
I wouldn't...
me another comedian? Because I will
no.
hang myself with this cord.
You know I wouldn't do that to you. I would never do that to you. No, he's
is
not.
Is he an actor?
No.
Why is he verified?
Because he does something else that causes verification. I love myself and I'm never going to stop. No matter what you say to me, I'm doing the best I can.
You can't remember his name?
No. clearly not. And I don't think, in my defense, I don't think his name was part of his handle. And that's why I'm also suffering.
I feel like I could probably find him quicker than you at this point, knowing just the little that you already told me.
Okay, good luck to you.
Jessie Jollis, she's following 1,005 people.
Thank you. Thank you for spreading the rumor.
Let's see, get past all of our mutual follows.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how people do this. What does the three dots next to the name mean? Oh.
The three dots next to the
this
name.
This is fascinating, you guys. Have any of you spent like a great deal of time on Instagram? And if you have, do you understand all of the buttons? And if you do, can someone break it down for me?
Jesse.
Yeah. All right.
I think I found him.
How? How?
Does his name start with a T?
Oh my God. Can I see? I don't think so. No.
No?
I wish.
You follow this man.
I do?
Yep.
Well, honey. Well, wow. I don't think that's him. I would have sent you him. This guy looks like a model. I don't remember.
This guy does look like a model.
I think someone just told me to follow him for inspiration, and I did.
And that's why I was like, wait, Jesse, this man
is a model.
Is a model. Interesting that you follow Venmo.
Yeah, I did it for like, they said they give away $800.
And Chloe from Too Hot to Handle.
Listen, I think she's a trailblazer. I do. I think his name does start with a T, though, if that helps. Like, you, when you said that, I was like, ooh, I think that's right.
You follow so many...
random people?
Is he definitely verified?
I don't remember. Okay. You guys, anyhow. Also, if anyone wants to set me up, I'll take it. Okay?
Does he work for SNL?
No. That's way too close to, like, comfort. What? I don't know. You guys... I try.
I can't believe that you...
I'll find him. Just relax.
Just lost him.
I didn't lose him. I just lost track of him currently. Next time I see him on my feed, which I will because I just started following him, I'm going to take a screenshot. I actually might have taken a screenshot. Let me look through my screenshots.
Oh my God, you guys.
Sometimes I do that as a reminder for myself because I know that I forget things.
You follow the entire cast of Love is Blind.
Yeah, I was into that show. And I think a lot of people were. Who doesn't love... I heard there's the new one, which I'm kind of into, to be honest.
The new one isn't even real.
Oh.
It's just like catching up with the old couples and seeing where they are now.
Oh.
It's so stupid.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Okay, well, obviously this isn't going to happen today, guys. So whoever sent him to Jesse, please, you know, just send it to me directly because this is what I'm working with over here.
Okay, but you're never going to go through your messages.
I'll go through them.
That's a promise?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You guys
but
are
also
here.
Like I wish that you could find it. It's
I also no one me as well.
Confusing to me really how
this happened.
Yeah.
I understand. I struggle.
All right, guys. Well, listen, on that note.
Oh, God. And on that note, I feel terrible.
Let's do one more scene.
Let's do something. It's like
for me and the listeners.
For me, too. I feel under the bullet.
You should.
But you know it's true. If I had sent it to you, you would have said no.
Not necessarily.
Now you have intrigue, which I like.
Now I have intrigue, which you like, but also...
Essentially, you've already agreed to go on a date with him, which I think is amazing.
It's the disappointment will follow.
For who?
For me.
Why? If the date goes badly,
if you don't find him, nothing happens.
I will find him.
Listen, I
will find
him. I've been let down.
We could also go to the icon, the place on my street.
And ask if anyone knows him?
No, just fish in a new one.
Let's do another scene.
Okay.
Well, because the only reason I'm interested is because this person seems to think that he would be good.
I know.
For me. So that would be why my going to a gay bar and picking up a random gay man isn't the same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you trust this listener. I love that.
Well,
you trust all of our listeners, and I know that about you.
I don't
you.
Know if I do trust this listener, but I'm
but
willing to say.
You sort of do, and that's a beautiful
thing.
I think
that I'm going to go through your messages.
Okay, but I talk a lot of shit about you on my other messages.
Just because this is... Why do you follow Scottie Pippen on Instagram?
I don't remember.
The basketball player.
Don't you guys feel like things just happen on Instagram? Like, I don't remember why I follow half the people I follow.
You follow so many verified people.
I do?
And I can't I can't seem to find him.
So maybe he's not verified. I'll give you more details.
I'm going to kill you.
Why?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
To die today. I hope that you are at peace with your God.
Oh my God.
Okay, this is the last scene.
Before I die.
This is the last scene you'll ever do.
Oh God.
And the word is run, ironically. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Is that Stefania Stuperson?
Depends who's asking.
Friedman High, class of 2007.
Hey, stranger.
You don't recognize me, do you?
No.
It's Estella.
Estella.
Estella Chomp Chomp.
Estella.
We graduated. Oh my God. Back then I was Estella Dynasty.
Dynasty.
We graduated together. I was prom queen.
Prom queen?
Yeah. Huh. I was prom queen and homecoming queen. You don't.
I didn't really go to dances.
Oh, okay.
Were you in any social groups?
Well, I was prom queen, so yes. I was the social group.
Well, wasn't it a pity vote?
You know, I came in here trying to be nice.
No, of course.
Because I know how successful you've been.
Thank you.
And I, when I found out that you were opening a chain of souvenir stores, yeah. I said, I can't wait to watch that bitch fail.
You, what?
Because you were always so rude.
No. How could I have been rude? I don't even remember you.
Exhibit A.
Okay. All right. Fine. I remember you. That class we had together was hard, but I'm glad we...
What class?
The class.
What class did we have together?
You don't remember the class?
I remember. I think you're lying to me.
Well, that's very negative of you to think that and to say that. And so I wish you the best. And, you know, obviously to keep doing what you're doing, which is...
Being married.
You're married.
And also I'm a mom.
That's wonderful.
To two beautiful fur babies.
Okay, so
Stella and Stella the second.
Aw.
We thought Stella had died. And so we got another puppy, and then the vet called and said she was still alive, but we had already named the second dog Stella the second.
You guys really went to get that puppy quick.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. We weren't at the, we dropped the dog off. It was disgusting. It had a, you know.
Okay,
you
yeah.
You know what sick dogs are like.
Well.
It. So anyway, I was hoping to get a discount. I'm trying to become an influencer.
Oh, for the souvenir shop?
Yeah.
Sure.
So what can you offer me?
20%.
Of everything in the store?
20% off.
Of one thing?
Of how many things do you want?
Well, it would be embarrassing to post a picture of only a few things.
Okay, you can grab like a handful, like 5 or 6.
Can I have the snow globes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one do you snow globes are notoriously expensive. Isn't that funny?
That is funny. I'm laughing.
I used to collect them as a child.
And then you married someone?
No, I just sort of stopped collecting them. It was like a Disney
that's
thing.
Sad. You couldn't afford them anymore.
No, I just didn't like them anymore. They sort of just sit there.
Oh, kind of like how you were with all of your friends in high school. You decided you didn't like us anymore and you stopped talking to us.
God.
You don't remember me. We made out.
Oh, that's right.
We made out and it made me question my sexuality.
Well, it made me question mine too.
No, it didn't.
Well, I had fun that night.
You pushed me away and you said, definitely not a lesbian, and you walked away.
Well, okay. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think that there are some people that kiss and there are some people that kiss and moan. And you were the second. And that made me uncomfortable.
I can't help it.
I know, but
I moan when I'm feeling pleasure of any kind.
I know, but like...
It makes dinners awkward. I can't never get massages.
I can't imagine. It was just the moaning that caused me to feel as though I needed to leave the situation.
So you did, and then you never talked to me again, and now I'm in a loveless marriage.
Well, I didn't know that, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, there's a lot going on that you didn't know because you are too busy with your souvenir conglomerates.
There's a lot of hostility I'm feeling towards me from you. Is that true? Or do you think you have the right target?
I just thought I would come in here and you'd be excited to see me.
I am excited to see you. Now that I remember who you are.
And then maybe you would give me a reason to wake up in the morning.
Okay.
But you know what? Yeah, give me one of the fucking Minnie Mouse snow globes.
Okay, listen, I'm going to touch your arm right now just to tell you.
Ugh,
see?
God.
Okay, I'm going to take it back.
No, please. Like, it's
I think
fine.
The moment. Well,
you can put your hand on my arm.
I feel like
I will remain silent.
Okay, then I'm. This is me just. Okay. I'm gonna say that you can take 8 things, okay, at 30% off, and then you can.
Could you just?
Can I what?
If you wanted to just scratch my back,
I feel like that's too much for anybody.
Well, I
you
have
know
an
what
itch.
I mean? You what?
I have an itch.
Well, that's what a snow globe
and
is
for. And I need
for.
It to be scratched.
I can't scratch that itch for you. You have a husband to scratch that.
Okay. Yeah. No, I totally have a husband. I did not make that up.
Oh no.
You have a husband as well, I'm gonna guess.
I do.
Oh, are you looking for like a third?
We're happy.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
Well, I guess I. So no, currently not. If we were, you'd be the first on my list.
Oh.
Okay. And you know what? I think I have some friends I could set you up with. How about that?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Could you find them in your phone and show it to me?
I'm that type of person.
And scene. Okay, guys. Listen, well, thank you for bearing with us. Hopefully we find out who my future husband is.
We will.
And if we don't,
then this
and
is...
And Jesse goes missing.
Yeah.
You'll all understand.
Yeah.
They're probably...
Yeah.
Playing this in court at your trial. At
Can
my
you
trial.
Imagine? Yeah, your trial.
For murder.
Give him the highest degree of the penalty of law. Thank you.
It's manslaughter at best.
That's pretty good.
Well,
you know.
I'll take 10 years.
Give him life.
Oh, guys. Wow. We love to end on a dark note, don't we?
We really do.
So, you know what? Go ahead. Listen to more episodes. I know you want to.
Yeah, do it.
Go to patreon.com/middlechildren. And then, of course, join us on Facebook, Stuck in the Middle. But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.